Most of us, when we think about eating matzah on Pesach, the image that comes to mind is of the square, hard, brittle matzot that we're used to buying in the boxes from the supermarket and which we've eaten on Pesach all of our lives. But in actual fact, the notion of square matzot only goes back about 180 years to the first machine-baked matzot in the first half of the 19th century. And even the notion of hard, brittle matzot historically wasn't always the case. And many Sfardim, in actual fact, still eat soft matzot. And a point of discussion amongst contemporary poskim is whether or not it's permissible for Ashkenazim to eat such matzot on Pesach. Rav Osher Weiss has a couple of tshuvot on this subject in the third volume of Minchat Asher, Simon Mem Dalad and Simon Mem Hay. And he makes the observation that it's clear from the poskim that historically throughout the ages that the matzot that were eaten were soft matzot. He quotes the Tor, who points out that the minhag was that the three matzot for the Seder place were made from an isaron of flour. An isaron is more than 1.5 kilos of flour. That means that your matzot are going to be pretty big, each matzah weighing more than half a kilo. That's unless they were massively wide, which presumably they weren't. They were obviously much thicker than our matzot. That's one proof that he brings. He also points out that the Chot Yaakov, one of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, says that the middle matzah should be large enough that you can give 2 kazetim to each person round the table. And again, even if you've only got 5 or 6 people round the table, to have a matzah that's going to be big enough to give everybody 2 kazetim, it's either got to be as large as the table, or it's going to be a thicker matzah than what we have. And by definition, if the matzot were much thicker than we've got, then they were going to be softer, otherwise they were going to be impossible to eat. He also points out that according to Tosfot in Masechet Psachim, the person making hamotzi on Seder night is botseya. He breaks the matzah a little bit, ve'enor mafrid, but doesn't actually split it into 2 yet. That's obviously going to be impossible if you've got a hard, brittle matzah, but if it's a softer matzah, then that's going to be possible. The Shulchan Aruch says that you don't make very thick matzot for Pesach, which are a tefach. They have to be smaller than a tefach. Then, in actual fact, the Achronim point out that even if they're a tefach, you shouldn't make them that size, but if they are, they're still kosher a Pesach. And the Eliyahu Rabba says the minhag is to make them about a finger's thickness. But even if they're a finger's thickness, that if they were hard and brittle, it would be impossible to eat them. And certainly if they were just a bit less than a tefach, it would be absolutely impossible to eat it if it was hard and brittle like ours. So these are all historical proofs that throughout the course of time, that till relatively recent times, the matzot were much thicker than we're used to, and also much less brittle. They were softer matzot. And he makes the observation that Gedolei Ashkenaz never say that you mustn't eat the soft matzot. It's true that the Chatam Sofer encouraged people to have brittle matzot, because there was much less chance of them becoming chametz. But certainly the poskim through the Rishonim never said that one shouldn't eat soft matzot, and therefore we can assume from that they regarded it as being acceptable. He also wonders why the minhag is now that we have amongst Ashkenazim that we now have brittle matzot, thin brittle matzot. He says one consideration is because of concern that the softer ones and the thicker ones could have become chametz, and therefore, because of zrizut with the mitzvah, We have thinner matzot, which can be baked more quickly. But he says the other consideration might well have been just a practical and economic consideration. That's for the past couple of hundred years, that's matzot have been baked in bulk, that's and commercially sold, that's and they're baked well before Pesach. If you're baking it a day or two before Pesach, then it only needs to last for 8 or 10 days, that's and it's unlikely to go stale or mouldy. But if matzot are being baked in bulk from Hanukkah time or earlier, then for them to remain edible for Pesach, they have to be much drier, much more cracker-like. And therefore, he thinks that's probably the reason why the Ashkenazi development of thin, brittle matzot happened and occurred. So it's Tshuva is very interesting because his whole mahalach indicates that it shouldn't be a problem for Ashkenazim to eat such matzot. Nevertheless, he says at the end that we've got the notion of alti tosh torati mecha, that one should always retain one's family minhagim, that minhag of Ashkenazim is certainly for the last couple of hundred years is to eat brittle matzot, and one should abide by that. If, however, a person's got health concerns where they can't eat the brittle matzot, but they can eat the softer matzot, then it's certainly permissible for them to do so. Ad kan.